Members of Israel's conservative Likud party are voting in a primary election today, deciding the fate of their embattled leader, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. He faces corruption charges, and he failed twice this year to put together a coalition in parliament. If he wins today's primary, he faces another parliamentary election in March. Joining us now is NPR's Daniel Estrin in Jerusalem. Hi, Daniel.
Hi, Jeremy.
And we're hearing that Netanyahu is expected to win this primary, but who is this person challenging him for the leadership of the Likud party?
His name is Gideon Saar. He's a former cabinet minister, and for years he's been building up a support base within the party for this very moment to challenge Netanyahu for party leadership. He's been trying to show that he's more right-wing than Netanyahu. For instance, he has said very squarely that he's against any kind of Palestinian state. But really, his main campaign pitch is that he can win national elections and Netanyahu cannot. He's saying that Netanyahu failed to form a government after two inconclusive elections this year, and so he will not be able to win a third time in national elections this March. Likud's main rivals, the centrist Blue and White Party, has said that they would form a government with the Likud party just as long as Netanyahu doesn't lead it, because Netanyahu faces corruption charges for his dealings with businessmen.
Interesting. So he's saying that the way out of this impasse is to give the reins over to him. But it sounds like, based on the polling, that Netanyahu is going to win today. So what does it say about Netanyahu that he hasn't been able to put together a coalition twice and that he's being challenged from within his own party?
Well, it says that he's a weakened leader, which is really a remarkable thing to say for Israel's longest-serving prime minister. I mean, the Likud party itself has only had four leaders since the party was formed in the 1970s. Its supporters tend to stand by their leader and not to vote their leader out. So this time around, Netanyahu is facing a serious contender, really the most serious challenge to his leadership from within his own party since he became prime minister a decade ago. And, you know, we're talking about a towering figure. Netanyahu used to win election after election. People called him King Bibi, and he's not looking as strong today.
You were at the polls today, Daniel. What has the mood been like among voters? They must be exhausted with all of this voting that they have to do.
Well, I must say that the Likud members who were at the polling place in Jerusalem where I visited were really fired up. Every voter I spoke to but one was voting for Netanyahu. The one exception was a woman who seemed to be a Saar supporter, but she seemed to be too nervous to say that out loud. His supporters, his most enthusiastic ones, think that Netanyahu can still hang on. He is expected to win this primary. The question is by how much, because if Saar gets a large chunk of the vote, maybe 25, even 30% of the vote, that's a sign that there's a crack in the party and that the party has a new up-and-coming leader in the wings.
By the way, has President Trump gotten involved in any way in this primary?
Very interestingly, he's remained on the sidelines and he's been silent. Some observers here say Trump doesn't like a loser and Netanyahu has lost or not conclusively won election after election this year. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo has spoken in favor of Israel, and Netanyahu and Pompeo have spoken. But as far as we know, Netanyahu and Trump haven't.
That is NPR's Daniel Estrin in Jerusalem. Thanks, Daniel.
You're welcome.